Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Psalm 23, the psalmist is talking about his relationship with the Lord. He starts out saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." In Psalm 23 and 4, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." There's got to be a reason. "For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, no matter where we're going, and no matter where we are, there he is. He's going to be there. It doesn't matter where you find yourself right now, and it doesn't matter where you're going, God will be there. He is there. Job would say that a man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. That don't sound very encouraging, does it? Well, Jesus said before he left, "In this world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." But trouble nonetheless. The psalmist in Psalm 138 said, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me." And then this opening scripture simply says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." You are with me. No matter what I'm walking through right now, you are with me. I take my title from a song that we sing here sometimes. There's never been a day. There's never been a minute. There's never been a moment that you weren't in it. And that's what I want to preach to us for a few moments today on this thought. Never been a moment. Never been a moment. Would you pray with me this morning for the preaching of the word? Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for being faithful to your people, for sticking close to us, for watching over us, for helping us, God. We just praise you today. We love you. And God, let our ears hear what you are saying. Let our heart receive it today. Let us get an understanding today that will challenge us and that will change us and push us to strive to be better. God, we love you so much. We ask you to bless all that's done today in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Clap your hands and shout to God one more time in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your voice to the Lord. God's good. You may be seated. God bless you. Never been a moment. I know that's a song, but it's backed by the principle of Scripture. God is with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley, on this journey, as I move in the direction that he is leading me. The scripture says he is my shepherd, he's leading me. And you know, he doesn't just lead us beside still waters. He doesn't just lead us into green pastures. But sometimes he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. That's a path that we have to walk sometimes. Sometimes there are places that we don't want to go, but that's the only way there. There's no way around it. There's no shortcut. There's no bypass. You've got to go through it. Sometimes we have to go through it. It can be many things, this valley, this place that we are, this place that's uncomfortable, this place that's breaking our heart, this place that's causing our tears to fall. It can be a number of things, but there's one consistent thing. No matter what the valley is, he says, you are with me. It won't always be the same valley, but it'll always be the same God. It won't always be the same heartache, but it'll always be the same comforter. It'll always be Jesus. For thou art with me. Friend, let me tell you something today. You need to get that lesson down deep in your heart, that God will be with you. That no matter what you're going through, God will be with you. And this notion that he just kicks us to the curb and throws us away when we make a mistake or we slip up. No, God's not happy with sin, and he's not happy with those kind of things, but he loves you too much to leave you. You're his children nonetheless. There's books and books in scripture after scripture about his disobedient children, and they got themselves into a lot of messes, and they got into a lot of things, but there was one thing. And he said, even if they're in another land, if they'll turn and look this way and look toward me and call on my name, I will answer. If they are held captive somewhere else, but they're in another land, they remember me and they turn and call on me, I will hear them. I will remember my children. He said, wherever they are, when they cry unto me, I will answer. Friend, God is with you today. There's never been a moment. I know sometimes we feel by ourselves. Sometimes we feel isolated. Sometimes we feel alone in the struggle that we're in because it's our trial and it's our test. But God is with you through it all. Hello? That's the kind of God you serve. A God that's faithful, a God that's true, and no matter where this life might be taking you, you never know from day to day what you're going to wake up and what you're going to face. You don't know sometimes what the next phone call is going to bring, but you can know this, that God is with me. There's never been a moment that he hasn't been there. He's always on time. He's always there. You've got to settle this in your heart and mind. Can I tell you something today? Can I remind you of something today? That God is faithful. Hello? Deuteronomy 7 and 9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God. I'm not telling you about somebody else's God. I'm telling you about your God. I'm talking about the God that gave his life for you. I'm talking about the God that came down and wrapped himself in flesh and died for your sins and rose from the dead. I'm talking about your God. He said, you need to know that your God, he is God. He is the faithful God. He's a lot of things, but brother, I'll tell you, I love the fact that he's faithful. I'm glad I don't have to wonder if he's going to show up. I'm glad I don't have to wonder if he's going to love me. I'm glad I don't have to wonder if he's still doing miracles. I'm glad I don't have to wonder if he's lost any power. I'm glad I don't have to wonder. Even Job would say, if I can't see him, I do know this. He knows the way that I take. Well, how can he know where I'm at unless the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to their cries? How is it that I can't see him, but he knows? And friend, that's the thing that keeps me comforted. Even when I can't see what he's doing, I know he sees what I'm doing. He knows where I walk. He knows where I go. He knows where I pray. He knows. Come on, somebody. God knows where you are. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. In 2 Thessalonians 3, the writer said, but the Lord is, and we could just leave a blank space and say, man, he's good, he's great, he's a healer, he's a deliverer. But he said, I need you to get this, the Lord is faithful, and he will establish you. Aren't you tired of being tossed to and fro? Aren't you tired of going back and forth? Aren't you tired of wandering from day to day? He said, God is faithful. And God will establish you, and God will keep you from evil. I'm telling you today, you can serve God if you will serve God. Yeah? Because God is faithful. And he doesn't call us to walk with him and always be questioning and always be wondering. Sure, we're going to do that sometimes, but he doesn't always want to just, well, I'm just following you blindly, God. He wants you to see I'm faithful. And he doesn't mind that you see how rough the path is as long as you trust him. Just keep trusting God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He just said the faithful God will keep you from evil. I'm not worried about evil because God is faithful. I'm not worried about evil. I'm not worried about fear because you are with me. What I have understood and what I have learned over time is that God is big enough to handle anything I do. God is big enough to handle anything that comes against me. God is big enough to get me through any place that I go. God is faithful to his children. God is faithful to his people. God is faithful to you today, and God will keep you. You may be going through it, but God is ready to get you out. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able to bear, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you are able to bear it. Why? Because God is faithful. Never been a moment you've never walked through it by yourself. Your feelings will tell you that. People will tell you that. But God will never tell you that. And men like this that went through trials and tests, and they saw God work, and their faith was tested. They learned something, and they wrote something for our benefit. They wrote something so we could understand that God is faithful. Never been a moment. Friend, if he knew me before I was formed in the mother's womb, there's never been a moment that God hasn't been there with me. There's a story that I think about in the book of Mark in chapter 5. There's a ruler, his name is Jairus. It says that he came and fell at the feet of Jesus. In verse 23, it says, he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and that she may live. I've got a need. And so I went to Jesus. I left the problem and I went to him. And it says in verse 24, get this, and Jesus went with him. The hardest thing this man's ever faced, and Jesus went with him. He had to go against the rulers of his land. He had to worry about his reputation. He had to worry about the health of his daughter. He had a lot of things on his mind, but he said, I've got to get to him. And when he got to Jesus, he told him, here's the need. Here's where I'm at. And I'm sure there were a lot of tears. And I'm sure you could see the agony on this man's faith and the face and the desperation that was in his voice. And it says, and Jesus went with him. Friend, there is no circumstance where he won't be there. And what I see in Scripture is a common thread. Our opening Scripture said, for thou art with me. In verse 24 of what we just read, and Jesus went with him. In Matthew 28 and 20, the Lord said, and I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care where you are. God will be with you. Never been a moment that I had to face it by myself. Never been a moment that I had to wonder if God was faithful. He has always been there. Now the story of Jairus would go on to that we find out that there are many stops along the way. The woman with the issue of blood and that she was healed along the way. And I'm sure that Jairus is like, look, Lord, we've got to get to my daughter. But hey, he's there. Don't worry, he's there. Never been a moment. He didn't leave you. He didn't say, go ahead. He said, just hold on. Let me keep working as we walk toward your miracle. The story goes on to tell us that he does get to the house and he finds Jairus' daughter. She has passed away. Before they even get there, they come and tell Jairus, look, don't trouble the master any further. Your daughter's dead. Don't bother him anymore. Let's come plan the funeral. Come on home. But Jesus simply looks at him, says, don't be afraid. Only believe. You came to me because you believed I could do something. Stick it out. And friend, he goes to the house of Jairus and he goes upstairs and he takes that little girl by the hand and he raises her from the dead, presents her to her mother and dad. And my goodness, what a miracle. They were astonished because when he told them this maid is not dead, she's only asleep, they laughed at him to scorn him. And he put them all out of the room and he did this miracle despite what they thought. And we think, my goodness, what a miracle that day for that little girl to walk downstairs and to walk out that front door, and all these people saw the little girl that was dead and now she's alive. We think, what a great miracle. But the greatest lesson that you're going to ever learn in this story is that Jesus will go with you. No matter what you're fixing to face, he's going to be with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, no matter how it is breaking your heart, you will not be by yourself. The lesson needs to be learned. Jesus went with him. In the hardest walk of your life, Jesus will go with you. The road of miracles and heartache are one and the same. I've said this many times. There's only one path to walk. And on that one path, on that straight and narrow, Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate, for straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. And as we follow him on the straight and narrow, we see the miraculous and we endure the heartache, because it's the same path. Friend, if you bail out because of the heartache, you'll miss the miracle. If you try to get on a different road because of the heartache, you're going to miss your miracle. Keep following him. Keep going with him. Keep believing what he said he would do. And it's never walked alone. It's the same path, but it's never walked alone. Jesus goes with us. Jesus knew when he left. When Jairus came and got him, he knew what he was going to do. There's a miracle coming. Wouldn't it be nice to go ahead and let him in on that, Lord? Wouldn't it have been nice, Lord? Wouldn't it have been kinder if you'd have just said, hey, before we get there, she's going to die, but I got it. But instead, he had to let Jairus go through what he went through. He had to let him walk through the valley so he could turn around and see, I'm still with you. He had to, when he heard the hardest news of his life, he got the best news of his life. Don't be afraid, only believe. Your daughter's dead, devastating, but don't be afraid, only believe. You came to me because you believed. Do you remember why you came to me? Do you remember why you prayed? Do you remember why you sought me? Do you remember why you started this journey? Because you wanted to see the miracle. Now, if you want to see it, don't be afraid. Just believe. Jesus had plans that day, and it did not include Jairus losing his daughter. It did not include him going to the funeral. What it included was him going to raise this girl from the dead. We got to remember, we know that God has plans for us. We've got to remember that he thinks certain things toward us. Jeremiah 29:11. You can quote it so good, but we'll put it up here just so we can read it together. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil. Yea, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The shepherd has thoughts, things that he thinks about his sheep. He thinks about their well-being. He thinks about where he's leading them. He thinks about what they've got to go through, but he knows I'll be with them. He said, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. An end that he knows we can have. An end that will, as we said last week, it could finish some things in your life. God knows what you need. He's going to walk with you. There'll never be a moment that he won't be there. And with that in mind, we have to remember what he said. Paul said to the Philippian church, being confident of this very thing. Being confident of this very thing. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? You can be heartbroken and still be confident in God. People think confidence can't exist with those kind of emotions, but you can be heartbroken and still be confident. Come on, you can be stressed and still be confident. You can be sad and still be confident. Yeah. Because God doesn't remove our emotions from us. But we're not ruled by our emotions. The just shall live by faith. And my faith is in a faithful God. And God's going to be there. And so I can be heartbroken and still be confident that God is with me. Do you think that Jairus, that his heart was not broken half? He was probably weeping all the way to the house. remembering the face of his little girl, and that now she's gone. And yes, Jesus is with me, but am I going to see this miracle? What's going to happen now? What are we going to do? He's still full of questions, but he's just walking by faith with Jesus toward the miracle because Jesus was working it out. He didn't run Jesus off. He didn't tell him to go away because he had confidence that something was going to happen. He had confidence in the one he sought out. Do you still have confidence in the one you pray to? Do you still have confidence in the one you worship? Do you still have confidence in the resurrection and the life? Do you still have confidence in this King of Kings? Don't let fear, don't let doubt, don't let these things come in and wreck your confidence. Be confident of this very thing, that if he began a work in you, he will perform it. He's going to do it. From the time that Jairus left his house to go get Jesus, he didn't know it. He was walking away from his daughter, but he was walking toward a miracle. No matter the hindrances along the way, he was still moving forward. Sometimes there are delays. There's things that happen, things that get in the way, but keep moving forward. Sometimes the circumstances change. It can go from bad to worse, but just keep moving forward. Keep moving toward your miracle. When bad news arrives, just remember Jesus is with you. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith it is impossible for us to please God. For if we come to God, we must believe that he is. This is the story of Jairus in a nutshell. He had faith and he came to him. But now you got to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder because you diligently sought me out. When we seek God, do we believe the answer is really coming? Do you believe that God's able to make it different today? There's never been a moment. Jesus is with us. And no matter what anybody else says, no matter what they declare or what they accept, you keep going. Don't let anybody else dictate your walk with God. You know, these people were trying to talk him out of bringing Jesus to the house. Just don't bother Jesus. If he's the master, there's no problem for him. He's the master of it all. Don't trouble the master. It ain't no trouble if he's the master. He can do it. People gave up, but Jesus didn't. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Are we still doing this? Do you remember why you came to me? What was your motivation? Do you remember that little girl that you love so much? What was your motivation, Jairus? Are you going to give up on that now? Or are you going to see what I can do? In Hebrews 10 and 23, he said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promised. Friend, today I don't have any deep revelation for you. I'm telling you something so simple and so powerful. If you'll get it, Jesus goes with us. Jesus will be with you. He will not leave you and he will not forsake you. Friend, he's going to stick closer than a brother. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Friend, he is going to be there. If there's two things, I've said this before, if there's two things that I can tell you that'll help you when it gets rough, no matter how bad it gets, remember these two things. Number one, remember, no matter how bad it gets, remember this, you have a God. Second thing, no matter how bad it gets, the second thing is, see, number one, you have a God. That's all you need to know. You've got a God. God's going to take care of it. God's going to make a way. God is faithful to his people. God knows how to get a hold of your heart. He knows how to get a hold of your life. He knows how to change things. God can do it. People can question your faith. They can question your God, but he is with you. They can question, have you lost your mind? Do you know what you're doing? Why are you still holding on? They can do all that, but friend, you just keep going. You keep walking. You keep believing what God said you could have. You keep believing what God said he can do. I'm getting ready to wrap up, so if the music wants to come, I knew I wouldn't be very long today. I just want to try to lift our faith today because I know whether we speak it out loud or not that we go through things. Whether we advertise it or not, we walk through the valley. And you need to remember, He's with you in the valley. When you become His, there's a bond that you have with Him that circumstance cannot destroy. Paul reminded us in Romans chapter 8, in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height nor depth, any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from Him. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep trusting because God is faithful. I will not fear evil, for thou art with me. What a comfort it is to have Him walking with us today. Stand with me this morning. Paul, the Apostle Paul, would say this to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4. In 16, he said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. And I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. When everybody else bails out, when everybody else walks away, God is faithful. And he said, all these people, I'm sure it was people he had ministered to, people he had prayed for. Maybe it was just some people that wanted to see what he knew, but he said, when I gave the answer, when I said, this is what I'm going to do, everybody left. But God stood with me. The Lord stood with me. That's enough. And he didn't just stand by me and let me be weak and pathetic, but he said he stood by me and strengthened me so that by me the preaching might be fully known, so I could do what God called me to do. Yeah, it was hard. It was heartbreaking, but God strengthened me. It affected Paul when everybody left, but God was still there and he strengthened him. It affects us what we go through, but God is with us and he will strengthen us. God will take care of us. We're going to make it because he's with us. We're going to get through the valley because he's with us. Even when it seems like it's the end of the world. Again, Matthew, I didn't give you the scripture, I know, but Matthew 28:20, when Jesus told him, he said, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. It might just seem like it's the end of your world. Seems like everybody else's world is doing good, but this seems like the end of my world. But the Lord said, yeah, well, even if it is, I'm still the creator. I can bring beauty out of ashes. I can give you the oil of joy for mourning. I can give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I know how to exchange these things. I know how to fix these things. If I can create this world that you live in out of nothing, if I can speak it into existence, I can speak into your world and make something out of it. When the earth was void and without form, the Spirit moved upon it. God does his best work sometimes when it looks like everything's disaster. Looks like everything's gone. But sometimes when it's just you and him, that's where you'll see the miraculous happen. Keep walking with him. Remember why you started. Remember what you felt when you came to Him. Don't get callous. Let life get you callous and hard to that voice of God and to that touch of the Savior. Just remember why you came to Him. Keep walking with Him. And if you do, you'll walk right into your miracle. You might walk through the fire on the way to it. You might walk through the den of lions to get to it. You might walk through the midst of a Red Sea to get to it. You might walk around a fortified city for a few days to get to it. But if you keep walking with Him, you'll get to it. They had to walk for 40 long years to get to the promised land. 40 years. But He let them in like He said He would. And God will get us to our promise too. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.